handling it. They're going to get some, and you hopefully though you get them a few times. You know, it felt like we did it. You know, certainly I think the name of the game for us on offense was certainly once we got in the red zone. You know, high red zone and just negative plays. You know, whether it be penalties or a sack or a negative run, and all of a sudden we're in a bad situation. Seemed like it was like that all day. We'd march it and then, you know, stall out.
What happened toward the end of the first half there? You guys called the timeout with, I don't know, 30 seconds left.
Well, yeah, so we called the timeout, and then refs, you don't know whether the TV dictates whether it's going to be a 30-second timeout or a long timeout. And so we come over to the sideline, and no one had told us anything. And then all of a sudden, they started the clock because it was a 30-second timeout, and no one told us anything. And that's all literally dictated from the TV. We had no idea. No one had come over to say anything. And usually, head refs wait. Usually, head ref will – I mean, a common practice out of a timeout will give you a 10-second heads up as a quarterback to call the play to make sure you're ready so you don't have a situation like that. I thought that was a bit ridiculous, that after a timeout, all of a sudden we're getting a delay of game. No one came over to tell us it was a 30-second timeout, because those are completely different in my mind, and I thought there was a lack of communication there that should have been, that normally is. I'm accustomed to that most head refs make you aware and will give you the time. I mean, we just took a timeout, so to be able to be rushing us and not to communicate that, I thought was a little – it's unusual.
Like you guys either had a miscommunication of what the play was, or some guys were lying to
you. Yeah, mixed. I mean, it's loud and mixed up there once we broke the huddle, but I think if we'd had, I mean, it was an easy fix if we'd had any time on the clock.
Anything else?
Yeah, Alex, I'm sorry if this has been asked already, but was there a concerted effort by you to just be a little more aggressive tonight? Were you trying to get it downfield just like second half of Green Bay?
I think there was a concerted effort, like all of us, yeah, just to play like that, period, especially on offense. Yeah, period, and me included. With that, yeah, I mean, you're always kind of taking what they give you. But, yeah, no question, I think just game plan-wise all week, yeah, we were going to spread it out. We were going to pick our spots. And if some opportunities presented themselves, we were going to take them. I feel like we did a better job of that today, mixing it around, spreading it out, putting them in some tough situations. Yeah, I mean, first and second down, I mean, I think they think, and they are, they're good personnel-wise, so they don't get crazy. They're well-coached. They kind of play fundamental defense, and then they get you in third down, and here comes, you know, here comes the crazy stuff, and that's kind of been their deal. And it's tough here at their place, you know, with the crowd noise and trying to get some tails, and, you know, you can't always be right. You know, they're good at it. They're a veteran group. They disguise well. Then all of a sudden here at the snap, things are coming.
Did you expect to see that again and again until you guys?
I thought we actually hit it. You know, we combated it pretty well, I thought, at times. I mean, certainly there were some ones that got us. When you play good defense on the road, I mean, there's going to be some of that. There's going to be some back and forth. Yeah.
Is there, like, an easy way to explain the, you know, having set the field goals, getting down there, set the time, and then
the... I thought, plain and simple, it was negative plays. You know, that, I mean, that for right now, without seeing the film, I mean... You know, it's you got to stay ahead of the chains down there, put yourselves against situations, and it was penalties, it was a negative play, it was a sack. I mean, all of a sudden you put yourself in second and 17 and second and 20. I mean, it's going to be tough if it's a good defense. They're not going to let you throw it downfield.
All right. Good.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
Oh, great. You know, we're not there with the guys. It's different, you know, when practice, you know, you get whistles and all that. But when you're out there and the bullets are flying live and you get to actually compete, you know, and test your technique and your talents against somebody else, it felt pretty good.
You know, it seemed like on the first two times that you stopped the Bengals, you had big plays on both of them, some third down plays against A.J. What do you remember about the big plays against A.J. in the first half?
First of all, you know, AJ is such a unique talent. You know what I mean? Your technique has to be on point every time. He's very quick, elusive. I mean, he's everything you can ever ask.